good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 8 of Blessing of Frost, hosted at our brand new website, blessingoffrost.com. My name is Kern, and Magic is, sadly, here with me yet again.
I know, it is kind of depressing, isn't it? It's unfortunate to be you.
It's really, people don't know how horrible it is to be me, like to have to be nice to you for like an hour and a half every single week, or every 2 weeks, or what, you know, whenever we actually manage to get a podcast done.
Listen, all I'm saying is the pleasure is all mine.
Yeah, that's for darn sure. This week we have one of our guildies with us. Her name is Darla. She is a Shadow Priest and she's a raider with us, and she's been a really awesome contributor to our raids for these first few weeks, and she was an amazing help when we were playing around in ICC at the tail end of Wrath. She healed for us, I think, on two separate tunes, or was prepared to do so. Hi, Darla. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good, except for, you know, having to deal with magic.
So,
of course.
Even having to deal with myself seems like a chore sometimes. I know.
Yeah, that's, yes, absolutely. All right, so let's head into our Lore Master segment. This is where we talk about our weeks, and my week, my last couple weeks, actually, I've done very little. I have barely been in the game. I feel like a terrible GM. I feel like I'm letting everybody down, and I'm really only showing up to raid. Shush.
Listen, we don't have to talk about the fact that maybe it's all true. Maybe it's not all in your brain. No, it is. Anyway.
So I've done a bit of herbing, a bit of milling, a bit of skinning, you know, a fair amount of raiding. I've done a lot of recruiting, like so much recruiting, and it's like so alone out there. Like you go to the guild recruitment forums and it's just you basically. And like, you don't want to bump the thread because you're not allowed to bump the thread anymore.
Really?
So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, how can I creatively bump the thread? And then it hits me. I need to include like new content. I actually have to make it be something pertaining to the conversation, which is the recruitment thread. And it actually has to be, you know, somewhat original. It can't just be bump or to the top or up, up, and away or any of that crap. No. So I decided to start in with haiku.
Why? Just wondering, how did they make it so you can't bump like that anymore? Are you just
you
not
get
supposed
banned
to?
Now.
Wow.
Yeah, they banned Fug, actually, a couple
that
weeks ago.
That is unfortunate.
Yep. So I decided to write haiku because at the very least I could make a case if they banned me and be like, I'm writing poetry here.
That's my defense, poetry.
Bad poetry. I swear we read better than I write any form of poetry ever at all.
But, well, let's hear it.
Well, yeah.
The audience will be the ones to decide on that one.
Yeah, I kind of got bored with the haiku format. There's only so many ways you can say, like, app now. But the cool thing is that apotheosis is 5 syllables, so that's
nice.
Whole line itself, which is nice. But I've moved on to limericks now.
My goodness, it's evolving.
It is. So I will share a couple. There once was a lonely balanced druid, ungilded, with no one with which to kid. So they apt to apoth said they used to kill Noth as fast as can be they got gilded.
Huh. So that is now, have we replaced our app with the Noth kill achievement? Is that what's going on?
I also put in a disclaimer, apotheosis recruitment standards are slightly higher than I used to kill, Noth.
Nice.
But creative liberties were taken to make the limerick work.
Excellent. Well, as long as we have the disclaimer on there, then
yes.
People will be concerned when they app with the Noth kill and all greens and don't get it.
Yeah. Another one is, there's a guild named Apotheosis, full of players who don't like to miss. They kick some boss booty, pick up their sweet looty.
Come on, you can do
it. Straight face. Ready to face Neff and his old sis.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty decent one.
That's,
looty,
that's something new. Booty and looty.
I don't even know what to say.
Magical, I think, is the only words that come to my mind.
You're both in awe of my creative genius, I understand.
That is totally true.
That's it.
And then finally, this one I'm actually kind of proud of. There is quite a fun guild on ET, whose players are extremely OP. They size up the bosses, don't need to cut losses, then loot goes out by EPGP.
Creative use of more descriptive how our guild works, EPGP. Excellent.
Not too shabby, eh?
No, that one didn't feel as forced as the booty and looty, so I'm liking it.
Yeah, the booty and the looty, like, I, you know, you're just sort of, like, trying for something, anything, you know, and yeah.
That's okay. It won't get you banned on the forum. So
oh, that's what I'm hoping.
That's really the main goal of that, as much anyway, so that's okay.
Yeah, I'm, like, posting something, like, every hour or every half hour and just trying to stay on the first couple pages. The other really awesome thing from the last couple of weeks that I have to point out is that one of our raiders' children is on YouTube spewing raid tips. That's Ocephala and Horrock's daughter, Sealybugs. Sealybugs' raid tips were linked from WoW Insider the other week, and the video has like 15,000 views.
Interesting. Wasn't that actually linked on some WoW-related site somewhere?
Yeah,
I forget.
Yeah, WoW Insider.
Gotcha.
So we'll put the link up in the show notes over at blessingoffrost.com, and we'll let you see that. But my favorite bit is, I'm not a nubcake. And that's the best line ever. Like, and what's really not surprising to anyone who knows Holrock and Ocephala is the ease with which their daughter says nubcake.
Excellent.
Like, yeah, that's just, like, not surprising at all. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
That works.
Yeah, that was my recap at UMedge.
I guess we've had a couple weeks to build up the excitement. Sadly, there was not that much excitement with me either. Although I've been on, I guess, a little bit more often than you. But I've been spending most of that time on my priest. But the time spent on the mage has been okay. I've got a new main hand, and that's always my most exciting weapon to replace, or, you know, piece of gear to replace, is getting a new main hand.
I totally agree. A new weapon is just godly.
Oh, it's so much fun. Granted, the, like, enchants for, like, the good enchants for endgame main hands are kind of terrible mats right now, but that's alright. In due time. What else? I missed our sweet Atromedes kill, but I was excited to hear that bastard died, because that was totally awful.
Oh god, yeah, we'll talk more about that in Slash Raid, but yeah.
And so, which means, since Toga successfully did the gong ringing, I am never doing it again. Yes! Score one for magic.
Well, I don't know if you could say that letting the last Searing Flames get off in its entirety, because he, like, preemptively hit the gong, it means that he did so successfully.
Well, the boss died. Good enough for me. Score one for magic. But, yeah, so that's good. Congratulations, Toga. Glad to hear you're doing it successfully enough. Yeah, I got also, I guess, I got the badge, or the point, epic cloak, and with Kern's help was able to purchase the boots, because my current set of boots were just god-awful.
Those boots, you better wear those until the day you die. That's all I'm going to say.
They're very shiny, so I will certainly be doing that for as long as I can. Yeah, those BO. So all the boots are BOE, correct? From the Valor?
They are. I totally did not realize that, but it seems like they're doing that. I think that they did that with bracers at the 213 level or the 226 level back in Wrath, but they're doing the same thing with the 359 boots, which is good and
That's
bad.
Kind of nice. I mean, it's good in most respects, just because if you can farm up and you have, like, the extra points to spend to sell it, then good. And if you don't, and you don't have the time or whatnot to get the points, then there you go. It's an easy out for people who have the extra expendable money.
Let me just say, though, that whoever was selling those boots, wow, was their day made.
Yeah, that's a lot of cash. Yeah, I guess, unfortunately, more gear-related news is that I need to get my hands on Volcano, so I need to get to herbing and creating some random cards to get myself a Dark Moon card.
It's not so exciting. Sad when you get stones. Like, just like a string of stones. I got like 3 stones in a row a couple weeks ago, and it was just the most depressing thing I'd ever seen.
Is the deck not selling, or is it just not that good?
It's not that good. Even the finished trinket is not like very good for tanks.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so pray, like, it's like, you know, no whammy, no whammy, no stones, no stones.
Stop. Alright, and I guess in my priest-related news is I finally hit 85 and have begun my disc PvP grind, and so that's been a mixture of fun and not fun, because I do enjoy PvPing, but just the pure amount of time it takes to finally be able to arena at a decent level is a long time, so that's all right. It's the beginning of a new stage of wowing, but that's all right. I did a couple arenas with Fog in the 2s, and I think we ended positive for the most part. And it's kind of interesting, the whole new, I forget what the kinds of points are that you get for arenas.
Conquest
points, and you like have a weekly cap on them. So that's kind of interesting. I'm not sure where I stand on that yet.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's like the weekly cap, and you win them as you win arenas. So,
no more waiting until Tuesday morning?
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's so nice. Now instead of that, it like resets your ability to get more on Tuesday morning. So yeah, it's kind of cool. I think that's about everything I have. Darla, how was your week?
It was pretty good. Actually, they have been pretty good. I just got my 5,000 Valor Points achievement in the last raid, which made me realize that I need to pull back, maybe.
That's pretty awesome.
I know that some people just got their 1,000 points, so I guess I've been running a lot of heroics.
Are you like done with your Valor gear, or are you still missing a couple pieces?
Oh, no, I still have a lot more pieces I need to get. I think my next purchase might be the boots, so that I can disenchant the epic boots I already have.
There you go.
They are the epic boots from the cat people in Oldham.
Oh,
that
the,
I think
sandals of some sort.
Yeah, that cost very little gold. But yes, I actually no. I think I actually will get my second tier piece with my next bunch of points. And I have been doing arena for the last few weeks. One of my good friends have finally got me to, you know, start doing arena after years of begging me to do it.
I've loved arenas. I don't know. There's nothing as much fun as arenas, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has been trying to get me to do them for ages, and I just sort of never gave in because I knew I was really bad at PvP. But, we've had a lot of fun. I think our twos is now, we're now at, like, 1,400 rating, which I guess is not great, but
it's not bad, though.
Better than I thought I would get.
is this with one man?
Yes, one man short. He is one of our two really great guild rogues.
I am so pleased with our rogues. Holy cow, and our shadow priests, and our mages. I'm really pleased with so many people right now.
I know, right? Since Fog decided to tank, I mean, there's not even a worry about having bad rogues.
Nice. He's so not going to hear that. But nice. A prop. Anything else that you've experienced in the last week or so?
No, I think that's it. I think I ground out the rest of my archaeology on my my druid. So
yes.
I got the ring that I wanted.
I have not touched archaeology yet at all. Is it fun?
Yeah. No, it's not fun at all.
That's too bad. There's a lot of interesting stuff that I've seen that you can get from archaeology, so I've considered it.
Oh, yeah. I wish they had upped the... Like, I've been crafting a lot of useless junk and, you know, just vendoring it because it's useless, and now they're about to up the amount of gold that you get from vendoring. You know, from, like, you know, a little bit of silver, several gold per piece. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Sort of wish I had held on to all those.
Yeah, when I saw that over at MMO Champion, I was just like, okay, I'm going to stop playing with archaeology now. Because, like, I don't even want Taran's favorite doll or whatever it is. Like, it's not even one of my good trinkets, I don't think. And, by the way, for longtime listeners, Dar failed hideously in her attempt to get that trinket. She still has not gotten it, unfortunately.
Oh, so she did it? That's
did she have to pay up?
I don't know if Sirius is cashing in or not, but I think he should.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. And that'll move us on into hotfix. I think this week we were thinking maybe we would have patch day, but it doesn't look like it's actually going to be, right? We have some rolling restarts instead.
Yeah, that's been confirmed by the Blues.
Now, so that's indicative of a non-patch. We'll probably have a whole patch-related show when it does happen. But not yet. Not yet.
Because there's so many changes, I can't even keep track of it.
Well, we'll see when it happens.
Alright, well with that, I guess we'll move over into /raid. Talk a little bit about the last couple weeks in Apotheosis raiding. Kind of exciting. I'm very pleased, actually. Every week that we've gone in, we have killed what we killed the week before, and then some. So, not this last reset, but the reset before, we killed Chimeron for the first time. Which, holy crap, that fight is not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, it was a fun fight. By the time that you guys were able to put together like the cooldown rotation on the down phases, it was much better, much smoother. That was really the part that was just ruining us.
Yeah, like you actually have to dictate who does what at what time, and if they don't do that, you may just be screwed. So it's a really nice sort of teamwork fight, and you're really working together. And good lord, I was on a group. I put myself, a holy paladin, on group healing just because we tried it the other way and that wasn't as effective. So I'm standing there healing Magic, of all things, who has this talent,
the best,
called Cauterize.
Cauterize is also the best.
Put it on your bars. It is a debuff that fire mages will have. It is called Cauterize, and it'll bump them up to 40% of health after a hit that would normally kill them hits them. So it sort of acts like Guardian Spirit in that sense. And then they burn for
46%, I think.
Something ridiculous like that. 12% is that? No, 48. So they're going to burn from 8% more health than they were given. So make sure it's on your bars.
We're going to die.
Yes. So Mabrian and Magic are son of a, I'm going to get those two jackasses.
Yeah, it's such a good talent because of the non-negatives.
Yeah, with it. The worst case is that you're dead, you would have been, 6 seconds ago.
Exactly. So, whatever. A couple extra DPS, and then best case scenario, you're, shielding the damage or ice blocking or some such, so can't go wrong with a cheat death.
Yeah, it's an interesting talent, but definitely you notice it on Chimeron. When they're not dying to Caustic Slime, they're not dying to Massacre, they're dying to Cauterize, and so if you're healing them, make sure you have that up. Let's see. Then this last raid week,
I mentioned earlier.
Yes. Atromedes down. I don't know what is up with this guy, but he gave our raid group fits. We played with him for I think it was 3 separate raid nights. Not the entire raid night, but 3 separate raid nights, spending time on him. And you go from feeling sorry for the guy, with the
whole
intro.
That was the first time we saw it. Oh, what a cute little whelp.
Yeah, it's oh, now he's blind. That's really sad. No, you know what? All of that.
Then he eats your face.
Exactly. The sympathy out the window as soon as he starts to modulate and kick your ass. Yeah. And it's just brutal. So I really want to say that I'm so proud of the guild for, adjusting and, getting the rhythm of the fight down and actually just getting the boss down. With some perseverance and some practice. That was very impressive, and I'd like to especially thank Baruthiel from fallingleavesandwings.wordpress.com.
No, so now you've got it.
Yes, Baru is pretty much awesome. She and a lot of other people commented over on my blog at Kern's Corner, and they were really key in helping us manage cooldowns for Chimeron and for giving us pretty much the winning strat for Atromedes. It's all about, good use of the gongs and good avoidance of mechanics and everything. So thank you very much. That was awesome.
I don't know what you guys are on about. Those fights were easy.
Sure.
Well, there you go.
As a note, we definitely could still use a Rested Shaman, a Rested Druid, and a Moonkin. We'd also look into a second Elemental Shaman. Basically, we need a couple of casters that don't wear cloth, because I think the clothies would actually revolt and mutiny if I brought in any other DPS clothies.
Yes. No. Stop it.
So, Ellie Shammies, Moonkin especially, because we don't have a Moonkin. And we'd also maybe look at a Rat Pally, but our preference is for a caster right now. But like I said, also a Ruster Shaman and a Ruster Druid. So app now at apotheosis-now.com.
Hooray.
Yay.
We'll go on over to Guild tab, where we'll ask Darla a few questions about her tune and other reasons for apotheosising. That's the new adjective.
Nice.
Whatnot.
Verb.
A verb, that's a verb. Apotheosis in. Yes.
Nice.
So I guess, tell us a little bit about your tune.
Well, I started playing at the end of Burning Crusade, so I didn't really get into raiding until Wrath. And my Shadow Priest has been my main for, pretty much the whole length. I just like the playstyle, I guess. It's more fun. I've got other tunes at level cap and close to level cap. I just haven't found a class that I've enjoyed playing as much as a Shadow Priest. I haven't found one that's been as versatile, I guess.
Interesting. That's fun. You know who else I hear has those kinds of feelings? It's like every warlock I talk to is like, yeah, I've played other classes, or yeah, I have no alt. I just love this class, and that's always nice to hear, because I know occasionally I'm like, man, you know, I really wish I could play yada yada yada, but no, not for some people. I admire it.
It is fun playing a dot class. I mean, I think it's, you know, in movement-oriented fights, it really comes out that you can, you know, have a much easier time DPSing.
Yeah, I think it's kind of awesome that they've really come out with a lot of support for Shadow Priests over the years. Like, back in the day, in vanilla, there was no support for a Shadow Priest, like, at all. Like, all of the gear was geared towards healing. Like, you had to go for, like, the most obscure crafted offsets and everything like that. Back in Burning Crusade, actually, at level 70, I had a tune over on Proudmoore, and my real-life friend, the Resto Druid, and a real-life friend of hers, we all went into, like, Naxx, the 60 version of Naxx,
right.
And, you know, there were tier tokens dropping left and right and all that, and so my real-life friend's real-life friend, he was playing a Shadow Priest, and so he got a Priest token, and he goes to turn in, and he's like, where's the Shadow set?
And there is no Shadow set.
There was none. It was all holy, holy, holy. Not even disc. Holy.
I think they made fun of, I don't know if you've ever heard the song MC Raiders, but back in that song, they made fun of Shadow Priest for existing, which was pretty comical. And they made fun of Druids tanking in bear form and such.
Yeah, like, there really wasn't a lot of support for that sort of thing back in the day at all, so, like, you really come in at a good time. Although, I gotta say, you missed out on tanking Onyxia as a Shadow Priest.
I've heard about that. I never got a chance to experience it, though.
Yeah, we never did or anything, but I remember seeing that video and just being in awe of this, like, all-priest raid. I'm like, whoa. Like,
that
38
sounds awesome to watch.
Priests or something.
Wow.
I'll link it in the show notes.
Yes, now I'm intrigued. Darla, what would you say your favorite memory is in your WoW career?
I have several, but most of my good memories come from raiding, actually. I remember this one time, it was my guild at the time was on Mimiron, and we were working through Ulduar, and it was probably the third or fourth night we were working on it. I remember that our first kill ended with myself and one other DPS and one tank and three healers, and that other DPS got down, he died at the very beginning of the fourth phase, and so it was just me DPSing all three parts for the entire fourth phase, and we got him down. And it was a rush.
Wow.
Nice.
Those healers were pro at keeping me alive. It was great, though.
Oh god, the damage on that beast is just so bad, too.
It is. Thank goodness we had three healers up.
Nice. I've been in situations like that on Nuron, too. Wah. Memory. Alright, so third question here. What made you join Apotheosis?
Not like this is a butt-kissing thing or anything, but I came to raid with you, Kern. I had followed your blog when you, since you had, outlined the reasons why you should have gotten the WoW Insider position for Holy Paladins. I saw your blog post listed, or linked from somebody else's blog, and so I read it and thought, wow, this girl knows what she's talking about, so I put you on follow and followed you ever since then, and when I saw that you were going to start your guild back up, I thought to myself, well, this is a great time to, you know, sort of get off the server that I was on before, which was not a very progressed server, and I was very laggy on it because it was a Western Coast server, and I decided to follow you.
I'm totally flattered. I knew that you'd stalked me every so often, but...
But yes.
She means stalked in the nicest possible way.
Of course.
but I'm very flattered. I've often questioned whether or not I should have written those posts, but honestly, if that's what drew you to our guild, then, you know, that was totally worth it. Because you're a phenomenal raider, and we're really pleased to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Was I linked as that guy who hates Chase Christian?
It's like an excellent link.
That's sort of how I'm known by some of these people.
As that guy?
That guy.
I don't actually remember who linked you, but I followed... I probably followed over 100 blogs at the time. I still do, but... Yeah, so it was on one of somebody's blog that said, oh yeah, look at this person. They, you know, they should have gotten the WoW Insider job.
Oh, wow. Memories.
Oh my goodness, somebody agreed with you. That's even more shocking.
I know, right? Oh boy. Alright, okay, so all of this back padding and such aside. Next question. What do you like to do in game besides raid?
Oh, what I like to do and what I actually end up doing are two different answers, but what I like to do is just level some alts. I really like the leveling process, and I really like what they've done with revamping the zones, what I've seen so far. What I actually end up doing is my heroic daily, and I have to do arenas every week, and I try to get a daily battleground in, and I have to go herb farming and ore farming. But when I have time, I do like to level my alts.
Excellent. Good stuff. Yeah, I find that, especially in the early days of an expansion, there's just so much maintenance you gotta do on your main tunes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, if flasks were a lot cheaper, then I wouldn't have a problem just buying what I need, but they're 200 gold a pop right now, and that's just way too expensive.
It's still a little much at this point. And hopefully it'll go down over time, but who knows.
And hopefully we'll be able to, you know, make use of the big cauldrons of battle and see if we can swing something there for the guildies and stuff. But once we get to that point, we're still like, you know, 1,500 plus flasks away from that.
Oh, yeah.
In due time.
All right. Our fifth question is typically a quirky question based on the guest, so specifically tailored for you. I kind of didn't really know what to ask, so I asked O to help me out. Because I really didn't have anything that came to mind that wasn't about, like, stalking. No. Nice. Kidding. I was actually thinking about this particular subject myself, but I think O phrased it really nicely. So her question is, name one thing about yourself that you do well or that you like about yourself. Because she's always so hard on herself. Which is very
true.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. I mean, in terms of the game, I do a lot of research outside of the game to make sure that my raiding tune is the best that I can make her, you know, aside from my sloppy playing. So, you know, I go and I level professions on different tunes so that I can make sure I have all the consumables that I need, and I, you know, try to make sure that I've studied all the strats and stuff beforehand, and I read a lot of posts on ShadowPriest.com to make sure that I know, you know, I pick up little tips and tricks for Shadow Priest specifically for each fight, which that website, by the way, is fantastic. And I read a lot of blogs, so I get a lot of different opinions from different classes and specs for different fights, which I think helps a lot for my own gameplay. But I guess I am sort of a perfectionist a little bit when it comes to my rating and my playing.
So I think 5K Valor points speaks a lot to that.
Yeah, like I feel like I have to get on and do my heroic daily. I have missed a lot of days though, but I was sort of surprised when that came up.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at. I'm far from that because I don't think I've done my daily in like 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. Bad Guildmaster, bad. I've been writing limericks, okay? I've been busy.
Right.
But excellent answer, Darla. And I do have to echo what O said. You are very hard on yourself, and I think you should cut yourself a bit of slack because you are really an outstanding raider, and we're really, like I said, pleased to have you.
Thank you very much.
All right, and with that, we will head into our general chat segment, and our general chat topic of the week is professions.
Why you need them and how they can make you money and such.
Yeah, not our last one, but the one before our podcast, like, what, 3 weeks ago now, talked about money and using how you should use your professions to make money. So we won't really spend too much time on that, but professions are really important for a variety of other reasons. And there are so many people out there who don't have max level professions or even close. or even close to max level professions. So we thought we'd talk a bit about why you should care about your professions.
Yeah, and if there are any ones that help, or what they each one can get for you in your, you know, end game rating, because they all will help, no questions asked.
Yeah, like every one of them is at least somewhat useful. I mean, the gathering professions are still lagging behind the others for the most part, but it's still really, yeah, I mean, like, all the other professions get you such awesome things.
I guess part of the first thing that I thought when we, you know, decided on this discussion was, do we think that there's still any professions that are good for specific classes? Because I know back in the day I felt like tailoring, enchanting, and mages and warlocks kind of went hand in hand just because they had some BOP cloth items. And it was, I guess it was the same way in Burning Crusade as well. But yeah, anymore, not so much for the most part. It's been, at least this expansion, it's all BOEs, so you can make money off of it now on any class.
Yeah, but I'd still sort of like raise my eyebrow at like a warrior who's a tailor.
I guess that's true, but you still get a cloak enchant for, what is it, the armor, what kind of weave is it? I can't remember the exact name now, like steel weave or some such.
Titan weave or something.
Yeah, that gives you a tanking buff or a DPS. I forget if it's a melee DPS or a tanking buff, but I know that there's actually something for melee classes in tailoring.
There was, it was attack power. I don't know what it is now, but that was it for Wrath.
Then it's, I think it's probably similar. I know they were discussing changing those with the patch, but I have no idea what's currently going on with them. So I guess it's still not quite as helpful, especially because the leg enchants are not, the personal leg enchants aren't good for melee classes. So that, I guess that sort of makes sense.
Yeah, I think that, you know, any tailor, you know, would be best off being a clothy or, you know, at least a caster of some kind. Like, maybe a paladin. I could actually see a paladin being a tailor without being a clothedon, because being a clothedon these days fails. Don't forget that.
Yes, it is plate specialization, just so everyone knows. But yeah, because at least you're picking up the cheap spell thread for your pants and the cloak enchant. But I guess pretty much it doesn't really make a difference then what caster, as long as it is a caster.
Yeah, I think that that's pretty accurate right there. I'm trying to think, is mining worth it still for tanks? I know that tanks would often take blacksmithing, like for the extra sockets and obviously the gear, and then take mining to not only feed that profession, but also for the stamina buff. So what do you guys think? Is that still viable, or do you think that they should just pick up like alchemy or jewel crafting to go along with blacksmithing?
It seems like the stam is a, you know, it's a passive bonus that absolutely is good. I mean, there's no way, no reason to say no to the extra stam. But some of the jewel crafting stuff you can make and the extra gems just seem so good. I'm not really sure if there's not enough payoff for it.
I'd agree with that, except that with my experience with leveling blacksmithing, if I didn't have mining to go along with it, I probably would have shut down the game and deleted my tunes and quit. But, you know, like you said, yeah, nobody's going to say no to more stam, especially a tank. But blacksmithing is one of those professions that you can sort of, once you get it to max level, you don't really need the gathering profession to support it, because it's not like you're making stuff all the time.
You're probably running off tips of a higher level epic weapons, I'd assume.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's sort of the same way it is with a lot of the crafting professions by the time you're towards the end. Yeah, and then I remember back in, I guess it was vanilla with my engineering that I leveled.
Sucker.
We used to do some 5-man ZG runs for rep and some such.
And money. It was all for Crypt's Mount.
Yes, it was. And it turned out that we wanted a repair bot. So
yeah.
you and Tia were pretty insistent that I drop enchanting, which I don't know if it was max level or
anything. Oh,
it was. Thanks. that I drop enchanting and pick up engineering so I could supply repair bots in the middle of ZG for our 5-man groups.
Yep.
Which, for some godforsaken reason, I did.
All in one
Ouch.
Day, too.
Yeah, and I think beautiful. We power leveled it in pretty much one evening.
It was so expensive back in the day, but it was so epic. It was totally awesome.
That was pretty out of control for the most part. But yeah, I you know, the other profession related thing is I, for some reason, when it comes to you and Kern, I never know what professions you have. It's always a mystery to me. I consistently think you have leatherworking, or not. You always have had leatherwork. Have always had skinning for some reason, even though you don't all the time? I don't know.
Okay, let me just, you know, explain this. All right, I started playing WoW, and I get to Dolinar, or on the way to Dolinar, just past it, whatever, you know, in Tildrassil, and I can pick up skinning, and I can pick up leatherworking, and I'm like, hey, I wear leather. Hey, skinning funds leatherworking.
That sounds
yes,
like it should work.
Excellent. Good plan. So I pick up skinning, I pick up leatherworking. And I became a dragon scale leather worker, and I had to visit Peter Galen out in Azshara more than once, and I hate that guy, and he can die in a fire as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if he's even still there, and I kind of hope he's not. I kind of hope he's dead, because I hate that guy. But
nice.
Yeah, so like I stuck with skinning and leather working for quite some time, and then I dropped skinning just before BC came out. Well, maybe a couple months, 2-3 months before.
Like, I have any idea.
Yeah, and then I picked up mining, because at this point I was like, well, I need money. I need to go into the expansion with money. It has always been my goal to go into an expansion with money. So I went into, you know, and I picked up mining, and I went, I leveled it, and it was terrible. And then, you know, I made some money. And then I realized that I was going to need leather to level my own leatherworking in Burning Crusade. And not just mine, my brother's.
Because my brother, you go in with enough money to buy all your leather.
Exactly. My brother was on his rogue at the time, who was a leather worker and a miner. So I'm like, okay, well, it would be silly to have both of us be skinners or miners. So you stick with mining, I'll go get skinning again, and we'll be fine. And so once we both got to, I guess, 375 leatherworking, I dropped it again, picked up mining again, and missed the rush of all the adamantite ore and everything like that that my brother had cashed in on. My brother got his epic mount way before I did.
Rich.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Jackass. So then I had mining, and I think I want to say I had mining into Wrath, and then I one night decide to drop it during Wrath and pick up skinning again, because by golly, I'm a skinner.
Because by golly, we need to keep magic confused.
Well, that's just, you know, a really nice perk.
Ah, excellent. So that's another passive of skinning and or mining, keeping me confused.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, Kern is pretty much always going to be a skinner from now on, just because I have a dedicated miner and herbalist that fund Madrana's jewel crafting and alchemy.
Excellent. Well, it's always good if you can have, like, a tune that you buy the epic flyer for, and then just, you know, you have your farming tune.
Yeah, exactly. And that's totally what I've got now. Like, my shaman is dedicated to doing just that. Like, seriously, he's, like, 82 now. 82 and, like, a half, I think. And I've killed, like, a handful of mobs and, like, done a handful of quests in Vashir just to get the underwater mount. And that's it. And he's at, like, 82 and a half.
All he does is mine. And herb.
Yeah. Now, can I just say that I love being able to track them both?
That seems awesome. Anytime. I feel like you're going to see veins or herbs, like, on a pretty consistent basis. That's like, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, shiny.
That's awesome.
How about you, Darla? Do you have any either embarrassing or amusing tales to tell about your professions?
Nothing embarrassing, but I do have something embarrassing. I, on one of my servers, I started, like, a bunch of alts at different times, and, I forgot what the first alt had, but he had something like a mishmash of things. And so I wanted to support those mishmash of things, so I thought, okay, well, then I'll start this Death Knight and make him, like, you know, herbalism and jewel crafting. And then I've got a warlock that I, you know, well, I need to support that jewel crafting, so I'll do mining and I'll do alchemy. And so I've got, like, this mixed up stuff on different tunes, only to support other tunes that have different professions. So all those tunes are messed up.
Nice.
Yeah. No, needless to say, I didn't even level any of those tunes, so it doesn't matter anyway. But yeah, they were all messed up for a while. But no, as far as horror stories, I mean, I've like I mentioned before, blacksmithing was just a pain. Just a horrible pain to level, but I finally... I leveled it on my druid because I already had an alchemist, and I didn't have a miner at all. So I thought, well, I need... You know, I might need some belt buckles, so I leveled up blacksmithing and mining on my druid. And then when I transferred him to this server, I didn't transfer over my alchemist. So I almost cried when I did it, but I finally dropped blacksmithing, my max level blacksmithing on my druid to level up, and my mining to level up herbalism and alchemy, so I'd have one on this server.
Ouch.
Wow, I totally, until this moment, I did not realize to what lengths you went when you, like, transferred to ET, so my hat is off to you, madam.
That's heartbreaking.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow.
It didn't actually take a long time to level that herbalism, though. Now that you can fly in Azeroth, it took no time at all on a druid.
Oh, druids are such hacks when it comes to herbalism.
It's awesome!
I think that any druid that is not an herbalist needs to, like, re-examine themselves, like, severely. Even my druid alt is an herbalist and a scribe, actually.
Well,
so that
no,
I didn't have to do Hodir.
Well. Exactly.
Stupid Hodir.
Hodir,
oh, I do have a scribe tune. But she's a scribe and an enchanter, so without an herbalist to support her inscription.
Wow, yeah. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, take note. It's really good to plan out what your alts are going to have. Otherwise, you're going to end up with, like, a max level blacksmith that you have to drop.
Yeah,
I would even go so far as to say... if you are absolutely going to have an herbalist, make it a druid.
Yeah, roll a druid specifically to be an herbalist. Like, seriously, it
is that good.
Is
there going to explain why? Just for, in case people don't know.
Oh, well, how about you explain then, wise guy?
I assume it's because you can indeed herb in flight form, correct?
That is correct.
Yes. so you don't actually have to dismount, whereas with any other class, it is time. I guess it's not really much more time intensive. It's just less time, not just a little bit less time.
That second and a half mounting sucks.
That's true.
It does. Well, I have a little tip, too, that my boyfriend who has herbalism and alchemy on his druid main told me. If you cast that, I forgot what it's called, the one that has the three ticks of the, where you can root something if it hits you, whatever that thing is called. If you cast that on yourself, it lasts for 45 seconds or something. And then you can go pick herbs and, say, Oldham, flying up and down. If you have a croc that's right by one of the whiptail, you just, you know, touch down and aggro the croc, make it hit you away from the herb, and then just fly straight over to the herb, pick the herb, and fly off.
Wow.
What is the name of that talent?
Nature's Grasp, maybe?
Nature's Grasp, yeah.
There you go. That is a great tip. Wow. I'd
yeah,
never
that's
even
kinda
like,
cool.
thought of that. Jeez.
So, before the show, you actually put a poll up about professions, correct?
It wasn't so much a poll, so much as an informal tweet on Twitter. I tweeted twice. I'm like, all right, guys, what is the worst profession to level ever? And I got a ton of responses. I totally did not expect that. And I retweeted it once again, and I got more responses again. So thank you to everyone who participated. That was really awesome to see.
All right.
So we'll go through the results here.
All right. So let's start at the least painful and kind of go through them a little bit and go up and end with the most painful. And three of them actually got no votes, correct?
That is correct.
And that's our three gathering professions.
Yeah, nobody complained about mining, herbalism, or skinning, which kind of is weird because I remember mining, having done it several times, mining and skinning, there are certain sort of choke points where you just kind of wonder what the hell you're doing and if it wouldn't be better just to, like, you know, quit playing the game entirely. You know, I'm talking about, you know, those mithril or true silver points for mining or, you know, just, you know, at some point in, I guess, like Hillsbrad or Arathi or in there somewhere, Alterac, with skinning. It's just like really hard to skill up at all.
Yeah.
I think the good thing about mining is that you can, if you get a choke point, if you have a lot of gold, you can just buy the ore off the auction house and level up your mining that way versus the others where you can't do that.
Yeah, smelting in order to get skill points is amazing as a miner for sure.
So each of those three, even though you're not going to get any active, like, what is it? Like, not too many things where you're getting them from your gathering professions, but each of them do have a place, you know, to give you buffs. So, for example, mining gives you a passive stam bonus. And what is the highest level stam bonus? Does anyone know?
It's called toughness.
That's the extent
I'm out.
Of the... So yeah, so we'll come back to the actual amount of what it is. So mining gets toughness, skinning.
That's
is all
master
you.
Of anatomy. Hang on.
And you don't know what that
crit
is
bonus.
Either.
That's a crit bonus, but I don't know how much.
I'm looking it up. Hang on. Master of anatomy rank 7 is crit strike rating of 80.
Okay, so that's not terrible.
That's like a percent ish.
The
I've got the toughness one. I just
what do you got for that
logged onto my paladin. It's rank 7 of toughness is stam by 120.
Excellent.
Okay. That's not bad. And then our last one, herbalism.
Yeah, you get lifeblood, which is a 2-minute cooldown. It'll instantly heal minor wounds. But
whatever that
yeah,
means.
So it heals you a little bit. It used to be like a hot, right? But
yeah.
Now in Cataclysm. It also grants you, at max level, 240 haste rating for 20 seconds.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, like, that's the one gathering profession that I would actually think is really useful for a DPS or healing class, because of so much haste. Like, I mean, granted, 240 is sort of like a drop in the bucket these days, but that's still a significant amount, I think. Like, you can use that as a minor cooldown anytime you want, and you're healing yourself at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely way better than it used to be, at least. Previously, I can't even remember when I cast it, you know, consistently. It was just not enough effect for the most part. So each of those, each of the gathering professions usually support one or two of the main professions, and they each have their own bonuses for end game. And it's, as we said before, there are the choke points, but they're definitely the easiest ones to just kind of pick up, drop, and, you know, move on to the next one if you feel like you need a change of pace, or if you feel like you're going to be able to make a lot of money from another one. So yeah, so that's those. None of those earned any votes, which I think is probably understandable.
Yeah, and surprising.
Yeah. So our first one, we had a tie for least difficult. The first one being Inscription, which I have on my priest, and which has actually changed a lot from the first days where it came out to now, with the whole change in glyph, you know, the way glyphs work.
Yeah, now that glyphs are no longer consumable, like, how does that really affect you, or are you just, like, focused on Dark Moon cards?
No, I mean, if I were to, you know, actually start trying to make the money with it instead of worrying about Dark Moon cards, it's been a phenomenal boost, because previously you could only earn, you know, silver per each, because they were really cheap to make, and you didn't really need multiple of them, because if you've got your one spec or your two specs, you buy one and then that's it. And they were so dirt cheap to make, they cost absolutely nothing. But anymore, they made the requirements higher, like three times what they were to create them, which drove up the price to, you know, between 40 and 50 for harder ones to get. And so that's been great. And it's a mixture of great and not great, because there are a separate set of glyphs that you can only learn from Northrend glyph whatever, in addition to the books from Wrath.
And, oh, right.
So they don't actually overlap. So I recently capped out my Northrend inscription, but unfortunately still have a ton to learn with the books.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is poor, because the books go anywhere from like 250 to 300 gold on the auction house.
Oh.
Yeah. So
not fun.
Yeah, so besides that, it's makes a decent amount of money, but the main personal, I mean, each of the non-gathering ones also has a personal use only, and the inscription scribe one is you get your pretty much free shoulder enchants.
Oh my god, and they're so much better than the rep enchants from Ahudir back in the day, or Therizane these days. It's just, it blows it out of the water. And it means that you don't have to get too exalted with Therizane, which, hello, is like the best thing ever.
Yeah, I actually skipped, what is it?
Deep Home?
Yeah, I skipped Deep Home on the priest.
Wow.
Entirely.
Nice.
Without question. I was like, yeah, I'm not going down there. Oh, actually, you know what? I guess I did like two quests to open the portal in there, just so I could get to Stone Core and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome. And then again, it's a pretty decent outlet for anyone in the guild who needs glyphs. It's pretty easy to just say, hey, I need this, this, and this. Here's a couple stacks of herbs, and let me have it. It's like, all right, done deal. So only need them once. That's what's nice now.
Very true. It makes it really easy to swap glyphs between fights.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you just need the Dust of Disappearance, I believe.
Yeah, which is like, what, 12 gold or something a pop?
Yeah, you can actually buy them off the vendor, whereas inscriptionists can make them as well, so.
Yeah.
What else got 1 point? Or one vote, rather?
Cooking. Cooking got one vote, because it really isn't all that difficult. It's a bit of a pain, I find, but it's nowhere near as bad as some of the other ones. So, one for inscription and one for cooking. I think cooking's an important thing for everyone to have on at least one tune.
Yes, I have it on none. So, yeah. You know, fun fact, I think the highest one is on magic, and I did that solely to get the Wintervale part of the meta.
Merry Maker Magic Marine. Best name and title combo ever.
Greatest alliteration ever.
Yes. What about you, Darla? Do you have a cook?
Yes, I have a few, actually. When when Thanksgiving came around, they had the Pilgrims, whatever it is. where you can pretty easily level cooking from 1 to, I think it's 350. I mean, just with like a few silver and a little bit of traveling around, you can level it pretty quickly.
Yeah, Darren Fogg did that, I believe.
Yeah, I did it on several dunes.
Nice.
Oh, I would have absolutely done that. I would look for any easier way to do it, just because I don't think it's probably the biggest pain, but it's annoying enough for me to be like, yeah, this isn't entirely useful.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to do it on any other tune, I would say just wait till Thanksgiving and didn't do it. I mean, because it is really easy. They give you all the mats, so you don't even have to worry about, you know, farming anything.
Interesting. Is there really any, you know, personal bonus from that that only gives it to you for the most part?
Nah.
No, I guess it's with any of the three. Well, no, I guess the secondary archaeology would be secondary, and it gives plenty of bonuses to just you, but cooking-wise, no, there is not any.
Well, the one thing is that these feasts, the Boreal Dragon Feast and the Seafood Magnifique, they're both BOP, so like you can't go buy it from the AH, you can't trade it amongst each other. Like, the cook who made it has to put it down.
Right. So you need maybe, you know, a couple of people in your raid to have cooking. It's always going to happen where people have max cooking, so
yeah,
that's all right.
We have a three-way tie with two votes. I'm not really sure why, but I got two votes for Paladin.
Nice.
So
that profession sucks.
Yeah,
ever.
I completely agree. Okay, but apart from Paladin, we had two votes for jewel crafting.
Jewel crafting. I think my max one is on my little baby warlock, which was leveling that with mining, but I have like very little experience with it.
I don't think it's. I mean, I think it's a pain, pretty much, because you're just making stuff all the way until you get to, you know, BC era, and then you can just cut gems, and it's pretty easy from then on.
Yeah, cutting the gems was pretty much the most amazing thing ever. I spent way too much gold and 3 straight days in Exodar back in BC trying to get to 300 JC. And then when I got to go to Outlands and Honor Hold and start actually cutting gems, I was like over the frickin' moon. But yeah, it's not a... To me, I don't find it's a difficult thing to level. It's a bit time-consuming. And definitely it's expensive if you don't have a miner or if you're very impatient.
I agree with that. Oh, and I would say a little tip for people who are leveling jewel crafting right now. If you need to get through the Wrath era gems, the patch notes say that for the next patch they are going to increase the JP price of the the combination gems, like the orange and the green and the
The epics, yeah.
They're going to change the Justice Point prices of those that you can buy now to match the ones that are the solid colors, the red and the blue and the yellow.
Interesting.
So you can't get them at a discount to level your jewel crafting. So if you're going to buy them, you might as well buy them now.
Yeah, you got
get
maybe a week.
Hot.
Yeah. The other one
Real quick, the personal bonus only for jewel crafting, which helps in the end game, is what are they called? They're
Chimera Eyes.
Chimera Eyes.
Yeah, they're special gems. You get 3 in any at any given time in what you're wearing. So you can have like a bunch of these special gems and different gear sets and everything. And it typically gives you 67 to 1 stat instead of 40 to a stat. So like 67 int versus 40 int. Stam is a bit wonky. That's I don't even know what the Chimera Eye Stam is, but it's a lot more than the 60 Stam you get from the regular blue. So you're allowed 3 of those in any given gear set, basically. You can only wear 3 of them at any given time.
Interesting. Do they have any BOP items at a max level or no?
No. No, well, just those gems, that's it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So that's a pretty decent one to have, especially on a tank. You said the tank, the stam
is huge. It's a huge bonus, yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely something you could think about having for endgame.
The other one that got 2 votes is archaeology. I think a lot of people are sort of torn. A lot of people either really, really like archaeology or think it sucks.
I, again, have had very little experience. I think I have nothing with archaeology past 1 right now.
Or are too lazy to even try.
Yes, there's that category of people, a.k.a. me as well.
Yeah, I'm sort of midway. I think I'm past 300 or so on Kern, but I haven't really done a lot with it. And, you know, I think it's okay, but it's not really something I like to spend a lot of time doing.
Yeah, all the epic items that you can get are bind on account anyway. So there's nothing really that you can get that's only beneficial for the toon that has it, except for cosmetic items.
Like the fossilized raptor. That's fun.
I've seen so many of those running around Battlegrounds.
Me
They're
too.
Cute.
That's fun. So, but there aren't any epics that are specific to the character that has it.
No, oh, no, yeah, they're all buying on account.
Interesting. That's kind of cool.
They're very good, though. Some of them are very good.
Yeah, some of them, like Transfavor Doll, whatchamacallit, the Ring of the Boy Emperor, or whatever?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, that's a nice ring. And then, obviously, what am I missing?
There's the two, there's a staff from the Tolvir, and then another staff from the dwarves. One that has spirit, and one without.
There's a lot of stuff, and at a lot of different levels, too. I actually, you know what, I'm going to interject here. I totally did not realize this, but we did not have a single vote for alchemy, either.
It's pretty easy to level. Especially if you have gold, but even if you don't, it's not that bad.
I think it goes hand in hand with herbalism being pretty easy for the most part.
Yeah, I can't believe that we totally missed that. I'm like, yeah, where's alchemy on this list? Because I want to talk about it, because I'm an alchemist, right? So
there you go. Well, go right ahead.
Right, so the bonus you get is something called mixology, which increases the duration of your flasks and elixirs. It doubles that duration if you know how to make that flask or elixir. And it also increases the potency of these things. So, for example, a flask of the Draconic Mind, which is 300 intellect, if a normal person takes that, that's, you know, 300 intellect for 1 hour. If I use that on my paladin, it's a 2-hour duration, and I'm getting, I think it's 399 intellect instead of 3.
Not bad.
Yeah, so, but, like, the key is that you need to know how to make those things.
So it pays to keep it at the highest level you can in addition to. Well, is there any special, like, patterns, or do you just get it all naturally?
Yeah, there are special patterns. There's the alchemy stone. They're coming out with new alchemy stones in the patch. Like, right now, it's just, like, one that gives you a bunch of stam and mastery, and then increases the effect of healing and mana potions by 40%,
gotcha.
Which is nice. But, like, I could never swap out an intellect trinket for mastery for a holy pally. Are you kidding? No way. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the new stones, which will have better stats and more diverse stats, really.
I was going to say, stats that'll be better for you and other people.
And then alchemists who are archaeologists have the chance to discover the recipe for the, what's it called? For the drake.
Oh, that thing is ridiculous. Turns you into
the Vial
a dragon.
Of the Sands? Vial of the Sands, I think it's called.
Yeah. It, like, turns you into a dragon, and then you can carry another person.
Yeah, something like that. It's kind of nuts.
Ridiculous. Probably, it's BOE too, isn't it? Insanely expensive.
The drake is BOE, the recipe is BOP, and it comes from the canonic, the jars from Tolvir.
Nice.
Alright, so tailoring comes in with 3 votes.
Tailoring is kind of annoying. Right, especially, you know, previous expansions, not as terrible. This expansion, just hellacious. It's just the terrible drop rate of cloth, and then the way that you have to... Well, actually, you know, for the most part, it's just the terrible drop rate, because you can level it using patterns that require just a bunch of cloth and some volatiles, and it's not a ton of volatiles, but it's a like 10 bolts of cloth, which is so much cloth.
Ugh. Yeah,
it's so hard to come by.
Yeah, it's not like BC where, you know, you were literally drowning in netherweave cloth after Zanger Marsh or whatever, but yeah, pretty nuts.
The end game positives for that, there's a few epic patterns you can make that are good for, you know, people in general, but you can create your own thread for your pants, which is a great boon considering the cost of thread right now because of the ridiculousness and creation of dream cloth.
Dream cloth needs to die in a fire.
Yes, which we have had extensive talks on previous episodes of Blessing of Frost, with dream cloth being one of the worst cooldowns of this expansion, I would have to guess.
Agreed. And you also get the cloak enchant, right?
Yeah, you get a cloak enchant. Which, there's a mono regen one, I believe it's a spell power proc is the other one, and I absolutely forget the melee one. You said it used to be AP, Darla?
Yeah, attack power.
I've like never even looked twice at it, so I will take your word for it. And yeah, I guess that's about all the bonuses from tailoring.
We got 5 votes for leatherworking, and then we got a 6th vote that wasn't really for leatherworking, but wanted to point out how awful 510 to 515 leatherworking is. Being a max level leatherworker, I completely agree, so props to you people. Leatherworking is not easy. There's just so many other things that you need apart from the leather. And it's not like the leather is easy to get. I mean, like, you've got the scraps, you've got the regular leather, and then you've got the heavy leather. And the heavy leather you can now trade in for, like, the equivalent of for pristine hides. I forget what they were called last expansion. Arctic furs.
No idea.
Oh,
there you go.
So you can now trade it in, which is great, but it's crazy expensive, to sort of accumulate all of that. It's either really time consuming or really expensive. So it's kind of painful. But the perk, great perk, bracer enchant. The leatherworking bracer enchant blows away any other enchant you could possibly get. And you've got like I guess it's not spell power anymore, but it's like intellect, agility, strength. Like you've got one for each of the major things, stam, I think. You've got one for each of the major roles, which is great. And then you've got, like in tailoring, a cheap method of making the best armor kit for your legs. So that's attack power and crit if you're a DPS class. Or stam and agility if you're a tank.
Pretty good. Any time you can cut off those expensive enchants, especially with Inscription, just because it has rep associated with it, but anytime you're going to save money on that, it's a good thing.
We also had 5 for enchanting, which I can completely sympathize with. Like, that's just rough to get to max level these days.
Yeah, again, it's another profession which I've had not a ton of running in with. I guess with endgame enchanting, you get enchants to rings, correct?
That's correct, and you cannot purchase ring enchants. Like, as soon as you enchant a ring, bam, it's soulbound, yours.
Is there anything else you get at the end of enchanting?
No.
Just the rings.
But it's both rings, so I mean, that's 80 to another stat.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty well on par with the others, and you know, as a bonus, you get you always have an enchanter in your group. Like, I remember running a VC or not VC Wrath Dungeons with Madge and Fog, and I'd be like, "Ooh, there's an enchanter in the group! Awesome!" And it's like, "Wait, that's me."
Nice, hooray for knowing your own professions.
I know, right? Let's see, we also had 5 votes for fishing with a special mention for the hell that was fishing pre-3.2. Don't really remember what the change was. I think it was that you always got a catch at 3.2 and beyond.
Okay.
But yeah, so props to anyone who got fishing all the way up before 3.2. Personally, I know that Toga did that. Tia did that, I did that. But yeah, that's something pretty significant right there. So props to all you people.
Congrats. I guess our next to last most annoying one was engineering.
Yeah, which have to agree.
Definitely understand. And that was way back in vanilla when I did it. But I don't know if it includes as many dumb little small parts.
It does.
That children could choke on, it looks like. And with my, the one what, back when I did it. So I can only imagine what it looks like nowadays.
Pretty hideous from what I understand. Yeah, so we got 7 votes for engineering. And I feel compelled to say that the reason we probably only got 7 votes is because they only let people vote for like an hour.
What, so Endgame, they have some good in, they're not technically enchants, correct?
They are called Tinkers, and they stack with enchants now. They didn't used to stack with enchants.
Yeah.
But the problem is that nowadays, you're getting them to backfire even in a raid instance. So if you're trying to, you know, pop an armor thing on your belt, you might actually be able to be crit for the next, like, several seconds or something.
Which is kind of unacceptable.
Yeah, so engineering is definitely falling out of favor, and they don't have a mode extractor anymore. They've got this thing where if you have another gathering profession, like mining, then you might get extra volatiles or something. So a lot of people are really unhappy with where engineering's going, but you know, they still have repair bots, they still have, like, Jeeves, and they still have mailboxes. So, like, there are these, like, nice little perks, and, like, the transporters, the teleporters.
Right.
But, yeah, so, but apart from the Tinkers, yeah.
They're kind of lacking.
I mean, there's always the engineering helm, right? And now you've got these cogwheels that are sort of like the jewel crafting gems. You can have 2 cogwheels in your engineering helm, and those have ridiculous stats, like 206 parry or wow. 206 dodge or what have you.
Seems mildly crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. So, I mean, like, a lot of people are going to pick it up for the helm, and as soon as they outgrow the helm, you know, like, they may drop it at that point.
Seems unfortunate for having to level a profession such as that only to, you know, end up no longer having a use for it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are sort of in a holding pattern, like wondering, are they going to fix it?
So, our number one most annoying profession.
By the process of elimination.
Yeah.
I know what this is.
And it is a blacksmithing. And again, so sadly, I have literally 0 blacksmiths even at incredibly low levels, just nothing.
Ditto.
Although it sounds like I'm better off that way.
Darla, yeah, how never. About you tell us about it?
Oh, it's just brutal. I mean, it takes so much, and especially we get to the mithril and then the thorium stages. It's just awful. It just takes so many mats, and I will most likely, and I don't want to say never, but I'll most likely never level a blacksmither again.
Completely understood. Although, I mean, like, they really have some nice perks. Like, you can put on an extra socket to your bracers and your gloves.
Yeah, if you, you can, you know, like the theory crafters, and who's not me, has worked out the numbers to where, at least for casters, the bonus to blacksmithing is not any more than, I mean, it's right on par with enchanting and alchemy and jewel crafting and some of those others, like, that are right all in the same amount of spell power, you know, or whatever. I'm assuming it's sort of the same for some of the other, like, strength and agility users.
Yeah, I think it's, I think that it's mostly on par, but I think that in the previous expansion, like, blacksmithing and jewel crafting was sort of the way to go, like, the way to go for raiders. So it's like, every raider was, like, a blacksmith or a JC or probably both. There were a lot of those people in one of my guilds during Wrath. But yeah, so you get the extra socket to your bracers and then to your gloves. And then you have, obviously, the ability to make belt buckles. All right, and here we go into our shout-outs. My shout-out is to all the commenters on Kern's Corner, my blog, these last couple of weeks, while I've sort of torn my hair out over some of these progression fights, like Chimeron and Atrimedes. So huge props to them and to the Raiders of Apotheosis. Seriously, you guys have been kicking ass and taking names. You have persevered, and I'm very pleased and very proud. So shout out to you guys.
Excellent. My shout out this week goes to Ocephala for coming up with what will be some awesome graphics that you can look for on our newly created or updated website, and excited to see them and how they look. I'm just good times. So happy.
How about you?
My shout outs, I have two of them. One is to O for not asking a question or not submitting a question for me that involved a rated R podcast. And my second one goes out to One Man Short for getting me into arenas. I very much appreciate it, and I'm having a good time.
Excellent.
Awesome. Into the tip of the week. This week's tip is level your professions as you go. It's going to be cheaper and much less of a headache than powering through them at 4 a.m. one night because you suddenly decide you had to pick up a new one. Take it from me, that's what happened with me in skinning this latest round, and obviously what happened back in the day with magic and engineering.
Yeah. And take it from me, it's insanely painful to sort through thousands of engineering pieces for, that last gyromatic such and such you need to make. We'd love to hear your tip of the week. If you've had any you want to tell us about, feel free, or if you have any feedback or anything else, give us an email. Shoot us an email at podcast@blessingoffrost.com, which is a new email address because it goes along with our new site, which is exciting. Also, you can follow Apotheosis and Kern on Twitter, and you can follow @ApotheosisET and @Kermo. Leave us comments, rate us up on iTunes. It's always helpful. Hopefully we can move up whatever list exists on there. Darla, do you have anything you want to pimp out? Twitter, blogs, anything like that?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Ah, all right then. All right, well, I guess that brings us to the end of our 8th episode of Blessing of Frost. I'm Magic.
It's Darla.
And I'm Kern.
And until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.